Although many of us strive to be the best dad we can be, many physicians struggle with finding balance between their life at home and their life at work. This is the Imperfect Dad MD podcast, the show where we discuss topics involving our minds, bodies, beliefs, relationships at home, and upping our game with our business practices and financial knowledge to better improve our role as dad in the lives of those around us. I'm your host, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, physician, husband, father to two boys, and self-proclaimed imperfect dad. Join me as I learn to raise my own imperfections within all these topics. Now, let's get to today's discussion. Hello and welcome to the Imperfect Dad MD podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, and this is your Friday review show. Before we get into today's topic, let's hear from this week's sponsor. ViFunds is a commercial multifamily real estate firm trusted by physician investors, physician families, and busy entrepreneurs from all over the United States. Located in Dallas, Texas, and founded by Vina Jetty, ViFunds specializes in curating conservative passive real estate investment opportunities for investors. Vina brings a dynamic perspective to targeting, acquiring, managing, and operating investment assets using the best time-tested practices combined with cutting-edge technologies. Reach out to Vina and her team at ViFunds to find out how you can be a successful investor too, by creating opportunities for you to build your portfolio. You can find them at drpodcastnetwork.com/ViFunds, and I will leave that in the show notes. Again, that's drpodcastnetwork.com/ViFunds. Okay, so this week's episode on Wednesday, I got to speak with the physician on fire. I don't know if he does the Ohio State University or not, but if he doesn't, he definitely should. If not, I'm going to trademark it. But Dr. Leif Dahlin, and we talked about his journey a little bit, not a whole lot, into his actual journey of becoming financially independent, because that's for a whole different topic. My goal was to talk to him about dad life and how has that changed since becoming financially independent, getting to spend that time with his kids. Has he, you know, where did he learn to be a dad from, and those kind of things. But one of the things we did talk about during the episode was he brought up this blog post that he had read about 90% of the time that you get to spend with your parents is when you're living in the house, right? So that's from when you're born till when you go off to college or work or whatever that is. And the rest of that time, that 10% afterwards is, you know, the rest of the time you do. And it kind of hit me hard because, again, like he said, if you flip that around, that means 90% of the time you get to spend with your kids is right now, these first 18 years. And then after that, it really drops off. Now, I mentioned in the Wednesday episode that maybe for you guys, that's not the case because you might have a really close family where everybody lives in the same town, your parents are down the street, or maybe they moved to be closer to you guys. Who knows? I don't know what the situation is. Maybe that's your MO. I grew up with my parents, and it kind of felt like our families were nomads. We're the only Toffels in the country, if you look it up and how you spell it, but we're kind of spread out. And so we have people in Minnesota, we have people in North Dakota. My parents are in West Virginia. My older sister's in Pennsylvania, my twin sister's in Virginia, and now I'm in Nebraska. And so it's, even though, you know, there's not a lot of us, we're all over the place. And so you look at it, for me, absolutely 90% of the time I spent with my parents was in those first 18 years, which, oh my gosh, that hits me hard, right? Because I think about it and I'm like, man, that's so true. Because look at all the things I've missed since I've moved out of the house. Look at all the good times that I didn't get to be a part of. But look at all the bad times I wasn't able to be there to help. You know, there's so much that's happened in my family, and I'm not going to get into that. But so many times I wish I was there for it. But then I think about my kids and I say, man, are they going to follow my footsteps? Are they going to, when they graduate and go off to do whatever they do, are they going to be all, hey, dad, I'm heading to the West Coast, or I'm going to go international and not come back to the States? You know, I don't know. I don't know what their plan is. Now, with that said, I'm not going to force them to stay around here. I'm not going to tell them they have to do that. It's going to be their decision. I don't know what they're going to choose. But with that said, since I don't know what that time is going to be like then, I really do need to make the best of my time now. Now, does that mean that things are going to be, you know, sunshine and rainbows? No, there's going to be hard times, and I recognize that. But I can't dwell on it. I can't let it affect the other times I get to spend with them. And I have to learn that, you know, I may not get much more than this after 18. I don't know what's going to happen after that point. And so I think that's a really important topic for all of us as dads to think about, and even as parents, is this may be the most time you get to spend with your kids these next 18 years, and you may not get much more than that. Maybe it's a little less than 90%. Maybe it's 80% or 70%. Maybe it's 95%. Maybe they move and, you know, you see them on holidays like Christmas and that's it. You know, who knows? It's so hard to know what the future holds for us. And so I think it's important for you guys to look at that and decide, what are you going to do with that 90%? What are you going to do with that time you have now with your kids? Now, Dr. Dahlin made a big step towards that, right? He became financially independent. They looked at their finances, realized, hey, I can quit my job. And if we follow our budget, I don't have to work, and we're set, we're good. And he made that time then for his family. And he's making the most out of these 18 years. And so I don't expect you guys to do that. I'm not expecting to do that. I'm definitely not in a financial situation where I'm going to be able to quit in 3 years at 40 and do those things, nor do I want to. You know, I enjoy working with my patients and working with the families and doing the things that I do. So that's not a life goal for me. Maybe it is for you, and that's awesome, but maybe it's not. And if it's not, that just makes that time that much more precious, right? Because you don't get to spend all day at home with your kids. You don't get to, you know, go on these awesome trips for a month at a time and, you know, take them out of school to do it or do that homeschooling and be a part of their education that way. You're choosing to work, which is great because, you know, we all have a calling in life. But then you got to take the time that you do have and make the most of it. And don't beat yourself up for the moments that aren't good. It's really easy to do that. I do that to myself a lot, and I know I shouldn't be. And so you got to take those moments that could have been positive, weren't, learn from them, move on. All right. And I hope that makes sense. So I hope all you out there are doing all right. Again, I know COVID's going crazy right now for a lot of you, and you're dealing with a lot of craziness with patients and admissions and really sick patients. And so we're all here for you. Reach out to somebody if you need to talk to somebody about that. I know things haven't been easy. Take care of each other. Take care of yourself. Take care of your families. Take time for yourself when you can. All right. Remember, embrace those imperfections. Subscribe, leave a review, share with a friend, and I'll see you next time. Before we end, just a quick reminder about our sponsor, ViFunds. ViFunds provides unique, passive, multifamily investment opportunities that they vet and bring to you as an investor. Reach out to Vina Jetty to see how partnering with Vive can help you reach your real estate investment goals at drpodcastnetwork.com/ViFunds.
My dad, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, is a pediatrician, father, and husband. The information provided in this podcast is not meant to be medical advice and is for your education and entertainment only.